News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has decided to proceed with the granting of a domestic mobile spectrum license to Symbiote Investments Limited, the parent company for Carousel. Earlier this year, the Office of the Contractor General, OCG, had urged the government not to sign the agreement for the issuing of a domestic mobile spectrum license to Carousel due to adverse findings against one of its principals. However, Prime Minister Holness, in a statement to Parliament Tuesday, said in arriving at its decision, Cabinet took various elements of the OCG report into consideration, as well as the legal ramifications of not granting the license.
The adverse traces cited in the special OCG report related to information gathered as far back as 2009 that the police have advised that the party in question is not currently the subject of any investigation. And secondly, the non-issuance of the spectrum license in the circumstances would be tantamount to a revocation of the grant of the said license and would be in violation of the principles of natural justice.
Co-chair of the Economic Programme Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Bowles, says the economy has experienced positive growth since entering into an extended fund facility agreement with the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. Mr. Bowles says Jamaica has recorded positive gross domestic product GDP growth for 10 of the 14 quarters under the IMF program since March 2013. GDP growth for the last six quarters has been positive.
I think what that is saying is that the economy is actually getting traction and is growing, but it is fairly modest, though continuous. We'd like it to be continuous but stronger. We just have to be a little patient because that momentum and that growth rate is actually increasing as we go along.
Mr. Bowles was speaking at the EPOC quarterly press briefing earlier this week. Jamaica's major sectors, including tourism, agriculture, and business process outsourcing, continue to show steady levels of productivity. Cabinet has approved a contract for the expansion of the business process outsourcing BPO sector in the Montego Bay Free Zone in St. James. The contract was awarded to China Harbor Engineering Company.
CHEC has been awarded a contract in the sum of approximately $5 million for foundation works of some 63,000 square feet in order to facilitate the housing of business process outsourcing operations in the Montego Bay Free Zone.
Information Minister Senator Royal Reid speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing Wednesday. Ground was broken for the BPO space in August. Meanwhile, Cabinet has also approved the adoption of a roadmap and action plan for government information and communication technology, ICT transformation. The plan includes a vision of ICT governance, an operational structure and framework, ICT implementation and transformation, as well as staffing and oversight of ICT. And the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is to step up public sensitization efforts regarding the Caribbean Single Market and Economy, the CSME. Undersecretary for Foreign Trade in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Marcia Thomas, says special focus will be placed on the private sector to ensure more local companies can expand their operations to the region.
Public education and awareness on the CSME remains critical in view of the challenges being encountered by Jamaican nationals and companies seeking to take advantage and to benefit from the CSME. As a private sector, you must understand and be comfortable with the CSME arrangements and be able to make full use of the opportunities provided by the CSME.
This focus is part of wider efforts to contribute to the goal of sustained economic growth and job creation for Jamaica. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.